Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. There are people who are down on themselves because they're not as successful as they hoped they would be. Others are depressed because of their financial struggles. And lo aleinu, it leads them to veer away from the Torah and mitzvot. They feel like Hashem is not helping them, so why should they put in the effort to do His service? But that is a grave error. Number one, Hashem is helping them. He knows what they need better than they do. And number two, it is not Hashem who needs our mitzvot. It is us who need them. When we do a mitzvah, we're doing ourselves the greatest favor. They are the purpose of our existence, and they are the only determinants of our success. Money has nothing to do with us. It comes from Hashem. Torah and mitzvot, on the other hand, is where we have the ability to shine. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Al yitalel chacham bechokhmato. The wise man should not pride himself with his wisdom. Ve'al yitalel hagibor begvuratav. And the strong man should not pride himself over his strength. Ve'al yitalel ashir be'oshro. And a wealthy man should not pride himself over his money. The reason for all of these things is because all of these things are God-given. Rather, says the Pasuk, Ki im bezot yitalel hamitalel. The only thing a person can pride himself in is haskel v'yadoa oti, his knowledge of Hashem and his performance of mitzvot. That is the only determinant of our success. And therefore, if a person is religious and he is spending his days living the way that Hashem wants him to live, he should feel so happy because he is having a successful life regardless of how much money he has in his bank account. The Sefer Emunah Shelema told the story of a religious businessman from Israel who went on a day trip to do business in an area that didn't have too many religious people in it. After his meeting, he was hungry, and he was searching for a kosher establishment to eat in. After making many inquiries, he finally found a restaurant with a te'udat hechsher and was happy to see the religious owner eating there himself. He ordered lunch, and while he was waiting for the food, about 30 young boys walked into the store. They each took a kippah from the shelf, put it on, and then they said in unison, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Then they opened the refrigerator. They each took a soda and said the berachav shehakol nihiya bidbaro. They drank the soda, thanked the owner, and left the store. The businessman asked the owner what that was all about. The owner replied, those boys all go to secular schools. They don't know anything about Torah and mitzvot. I saw them outside one day and I invited them in for a drink. I explained to them the importance of believing in Hashem and saying blessings. And I told them, if they want, they could come to my store every day after school and I'll give them a free drink to say Shehakol on, and they'll say Shema Yisrael. And that's what they do. They come every day, and one mitzvah leads to another. Some of them tell me they're saying berachot at home now. Some are saying they're observant in other mitzvot as well. The businessman was touched when he heard this. The owner of the store then said, a very wealthy man from America came a couple of years ago into my store, and he was here when the boys walked in. He was so emotional over this. He offered me $1 million if I would sell him my merits of this act. I was taken aback. I started thinking of all the things I would do with $1 million. But then I thought, they're all physical. The only thing we really earn in this life that we take with us is our Torah and mitzvot. And this is something I would never give up. So I respectfully declined. And I couldn't be happier with my decision. Torah and mitzvot are our treasures. if we are observing them, we are having a successful life, and that alone should make us happy. Have a great day.